on our phone or on our computer or somewhere in a connection where we can speak with him is the great Mike Tyson.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow, it's really him.
Mike, you sound great. This is wonderful. Like you're on a microphone sitting next to us. So, Mike, let us set this up. We're 23 days away from the Netflix heavyweight mega event between you, the baddest man ever, and Jake Paul, who I don't think is the baddest man ever. Is that safe to say?
Not even close.
Are you ready for this? Or are you, you
right
feel
this
like...
second. Right this second.
Okay. This is what we want to hear, because, Mike, let's just say I want to make two things clear with you. Number one, I've followed your entire career, and you are sports royalty, and you are the dude. And number two, we cannot have your good name sullied by losing this fight. This is a must-win, Mike. Do you agree with me?
Hey, listen, it's a definite win.
Okay, good, because what we're dealing with here is not just, you know, you need to win this, but we, our generation, needs to win this to shut our dumb kids up about Jake Paul.
All these punk kids who worship Jake Paul need to be put in their place.
Well, listen, we're in Generation Z when everybody's entitled. Most of them are brats and stuff, so they're going to look up to Jake Paul.
So tell us, Mr. Tyson, why? What attracted you to this? So what made you say, I'm 58, I want to fight again?
Beyond money.
Well, listen, I started Jake Paul in this. I fought with Roy Jones, the exhibition. He happened to be on the show. We allowed him to be on the show. And then this thing just kept spiraling out of condition. He beat this guy. He beat this guy. He really beat, you know, guys are not really fighters. But he got a name for himself. So this is just, this had to happen pretty much, I guess.
All right. Well, it's fair to say. Now, it's also happening right here under our own nose here, because it's at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. We saw you with Jerry Jones not too long ago. Friday, November the 15th. We're just a handful of weeks away here, a couple of weeks away. Tickets are on sale at SeatGeek.com, and they're starting at just $50. So you got options for every fan out there. So for you, like, getting back into the training mode, how difficult is it? Because as someone who's, you know, of a similar age, when you start something that you've done before, is it like hopping on the bike again, or is it like,
it's not like I've been out of the gym and I just jump back in the gym. I've been practicing periodically, but not as tense as I am now. So I'm just ready to do this stuff, man. I'm ready right this second to fight.
Man, that's awesome. That's
I love the fact that we're juggling my name, my age, and stuff around. That's going to even be more exciting after the fight. It's just, my ego's going to be sky high.
That's right. That's right. Because in many ways, you're doing something that I'm not sure anyone. Like, how old was Foreman when he was done fighting?
38. But listen, Foreman fought Michael Moritz. I'm not fighting Michael Moritz, okay?
No, you are not. That's why...
Everybody keeps thinking I'm fighting a world beater. I'm 58 and I'm fighting the heavyweight champ of the world. That's what it pretty much comes down to. That's why it's so big. Everybody looks as if I'm fighting the heavyweight champ of the world for the title.
Why does he think he can deal with you?
Because he has false confidence because of the people that he beat who weren't really fighters, but they were tough guys in other divisions of other arts of fighting.
Yeah, so he's 10-1 as a pro, I guess. How do you evaluate his fighting style?
He's unorthodox. That's the word I'm looking for.
Unorthodox?
Yeah. Kind of, does that make for a tough opponent, like unpredictable?
Hey, listen, it's nothing that he can do. I don't believe he can hurt me. I don't believe he punches hard as anybody think he does. He's not hitting me. You know, he's not hitting real. Listen, I'm not discrediting any of his opponent, but he's not hitting a guy like me.
How does your body feel right now, Mike?
I feel great. I can't wait to start fighting right now.
So, because this is like a Netflix thing and all that, and, you know, I don't know how sanctioned it is. I also know that you've got like a one of those weed things, edibles, where you, Mike, the little ear bites, you know? Is that, Like, you're a part of that, right? They didn't just steal your name.
No, that's my company.
Yeah. So are you allowed to, like, eat those things while you're training?
I have, yes, but I'm really taking it. I'm very clean right now, and I'm just really concentrating on fighting. I feel good. I want it to happen today.
Yeah, I think Corby's trying to trick you or somehow.
No, I don't want him to get high.
It has nothing to do with being. I'm high off life.
That a boy.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about.
Do the weed bites have the exact same texture as an earlobe?
Well, no, but it could pass as one.
You know, it's funny because, you know, for all of us that grew up with you and you know, we were in college when you were just destroying everything, and you were always, you know, it took a while for you to get comfortable doing things like you're doing right now. At what point do you think that you felt okay going on and doing interviews and felt like, yeah, I can do these. It's no big deal.
Hey, wow, you know, you hit a spot right there, personal spot. That was somewhat of a growing pain, learning to deal with people and talk to them, sit down like a civil human being. And I really stopped taking myself that serious.
Okay.
That's excellent.
No, that's fair enough.
Yes, that's what we get.
To the effing
going in there trying to hurt him. I will be going in there, and my intentions are to hurt him, yes.
That's awesome.
So people think this fight is not going to happen. It's not.
Hey, you know, I never wanted to say, I never wanted to tell Mike Tyson to quit cussing, but I'm going to have to tell you, no S word or F word. Anything else, you're fine. All right.
Give me, yeah, please.
We're just humble men on AM radio.
We still have to answer to the FCC
a little bit, Mike. But
you know, there was a viral video of Jake Paul doing some kind of PR bench press, and the dude looked seriously fat. What's going on with him? Have you seen him lately?
Bench press? What are you talking about?
He was doing like a personal record bench press, and he had all of his bros around him, but he looked like he was with child. His belly was all distended, and I just,
and listen, he sometimes wears a fake belly to make people think he's out of shape.
Okay, so he's just sandbagging.
See, that's what I do.
Yeah, every day.
All right, well, so Micah, can we look forward to your normal white towel robe, which I love so much? For those who don't know, and well, how would you not know, this is Mike freaking Tyson. But Mike's a robe on the walk into the ring for his entire career has been a white towel with a hole cut in it, just thrown over your head.
This is very seriously. It's, yes, going to be a serious situation. It's nothing to do. It's no comics. It's no annex. This is a real fight. And I have to protect myself like it's a real fight.
Now, Mike, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. Are we going to have any more episodes of Mike Tyson Mysteries?
That's a possibility, too. Everybody's asking me to start that again.
Yeah, that's badass stuff, man. You got to get on that. And would this be, you think, if you win this fight, will this be it? Do you think that you're going to shut her down after this, or is this open the possibility for a few more?
The sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. Anything's possible.
Would you take a rematch with Lennox Lewis?
Excuse me?
Would you take a rematch with Lennox Lewis? He said he would fight you if you beat Jake Paul.
Hey, when I beat Jake Paul, that's a possibility.
Yeah, or maybe Jerry Jones will call the winner. I don't know.
You don't know. Had you met Jerry Jones before a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, I had. I had an opportunity to meet him before, yes.
Yeah?
What's he like?
He seems like a real kind guy. Yeah. You know, when I went to the stadium, he had all of his, everybody that works there was his family. The guy that's selling the donuts, he worked as a family member. It's everybody, he gave all of his family members jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, he did do that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we weren't on that list, Mike. But listen.
And neither was I.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been like a decade since we last visited, and this is a real pleasure to catch up with you. And once again, we want to reiterate here at the end of our visit, you must win this fight, Mike, under all costs.
I will win this fight.
Heck yes. Okay. Well, we're riding with you, of course. So, Mike, get it done.
Spectacular fashion.
Yeah, how are you a plus 250 underdog? I'm going to put the house on this, right?
Listen, I have no idea. These are people that are so antiquated. And know what human beings' biggest downfall?
What?
Know what I break it down to believe that we have limitations.
There you go.
I love it. You know? I love it. Mike, an honor and a pleasure. You're great, and we look forward to your work on November 15th, sir.
Oh, it's going to be a work in hand, too.
I love it. Thank you, Mike.
Bye, Mike Tyson.
Thank go you. Get him, Mike.
There he goes.
What a pleasure to Mike once Tyson. Again cross paths with Iron Mike Tyson.
Did you guys interview him?
You dropped an F-bomb and a BS-bomb.
God, man.
Well, what did you want? You're going to get into a cage with a lion.
I know.
He might act like a lion.
I mean, when you guys had him on, was it live one time?
We were sitting in a booth at a restaurant with him.
What was it for?
I believe he was a fight promoter at a time that was putting on, as I recall, a boxing card at the Mesquite Rodeo.
Okay. Well, times have changed.
Coming a long way from that point in his career.
Yes.
You all right?
You know, I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
Well, there he is. He's got to be one of the five most famous athletes of our lifetime.
Yeah.
And
there's no doubt.
And he will be fighting in our
so
city
weird.
For some reason.
You have to go.
Jake Paul. I feel like it's on Netflix. The view will be amazing there.
I
could be in a giant football stadium and pretend that I can see things.
If we get you a media pass, will you please go? You got to be on this wall. You've been carrying his water for 30 years.
I'm not carrying the water of the baddest man on the planet. He is in no need of my promotion.
This would be a terrible way for his career to end.
He's got to win.
He really does. Yeah, seriously, just to shut our kids up.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When people say, well, why does he have to win? Here's why. Because all of our kids think that this YouTube idiot is going to beat him. And we have to, at some point, have a little pride for our generation and say, not today.
You know, if he does
beat... not today.
If he does beat Mike Tyson, it's going to... We're going to just have to be like, all right... Now go fight someone that's your age, that actually is a fighter.
The next, he's going to, like, fight The Rock or
right.
Or Schwarzenegger or something.
And I'm in for that.
See? He's so good at marketing, and we're falling for it. Happening.
I want him to fight Mud Stallone. Where he just can't
deny. Yeah, he doesn't even know where Stallone is
right.
Until he jumps out of the mud.
Right. All right, well, that was a treat. The great Mike Tyson joins us.
Such a treat.
Good job, DJ. Good job, Ham. Was that hard to set up?
No, not at all.
From a logistical standpoint, what was he on?
That was on Zoom.
He was high on life.
Yeah.
What was he on?
I didn't know.
So he has edibles that are shaped like an ear?
Yeah, with a little bite taken out of it. How great is that?
Oh, you know what? You got to love this country.
I know.
Which I do.